a 2% loss of body weight from dehydration can seriously impair athletic performance, which makes hydration a critical factor in hot weather training and racing. In Houston's extreme summer heat, endurance athletes face elevated sweat rates, greater electrolyte losses, and an increased risk of performance decline. The main point is that athletes can maintain performance in hot conditions by using personalized, data-driven hydration and cooling strategies rather than relying on generic fluid intake rules. The first step is measuring your individual sweat rate and sweat sodium concentration. Sweat rate typically ranges from 0.5 to 2 liters per hour, but some athletes can exceed 3 liters per hour in extreme heat. To calculate sweat rate, weigh yourself nude before a 1-hour workout at race intensity, weigh yourself again after toweling dry, subtract the post-workout weight from the pre-workout weight, add any fluids consumed during the session, and divide by the duration in hours. For example, if you lose 2 pounds and drink 16 ounces during 1 hour, your sweat loss is about 48 ounces per hour. Sweat sodium concentration varies widely, from about 200 to over 2,000 milligrams per liter. That value is largely genetic and remains relatively stable over a lifetime. Visible salt streaks on your clothing indicate heavy salt loss. Because temperature, humidity, intensity, and heat acclimation all affect sweating, athletes should test under multiple conditions and expect roughly 5 to 7% day-to-day variation. A HeatSmart hydration plan begins before exercise. Drink 500 to 600 milliliters of water or a sports drink 2 to 3 hours before activity. Then add another 200 to 300 milliliters 10 to 20 minutes before starting. This preloading helps establish optimal hydration without causing stomach discomfort. During exercise, the target is 200 to 300 milliliters of fluid every 10 to 20 minutes, with the goal of keeping body weight loss below 2%. For sessions under 60 minutes, water is usually sufficient. For longer efforts, electrolytes become essential. Sodium intake must be adjusted for heat. In typical hot conditions, aim for 300 to 700 milligrams of sodium per 16 ounces of fluid. Heavy sweaters or athletes in extreme heat may need 800 to 1,200 milligrams per hour. Sports drinks should generally contain 6 to 8% carbohydrate for optimal absorption. Higher concentrations can slow fluid uptake and increase gastrointestinal problems. After exercise, rehydration should be precise. For every pound of body weight lost, consume 16 to 24 ounces of fluid. Most of this should be consumed within 2 hours, with the remainder completed within 6 hours. Pairing fluids with sodium-rich foods improves fluid retention and supports recovery. Urine color is a practical hydration marker. Light yellow suggests adequate hydration, while dark urine indicates insufficient intake. Cooling strategies can also improve performance. Consuming an ice slurry before exercise can lower core temperature by 0.2 to 0.7 degrees Celsius, creating an internal heat sink that allows the body to tolerate more heat during exercise. The recommended dose is 7 to 14 grams per kilogram of body weight. For a 70-kilogram athlete, that is about 490 to 980 grams of ice slurry. It should be consumed after the warm-up and 15 to 30 minutes before racing. This can improve time trial performance by 1.7 to 10%. If ice slurry causes stomach discomfort, external cooling is an alternative. Ice vests can lower skin temperature and delay the rise in core temperature during exercise. Pouring water over the head may provide psychological relief, and combining drinking with external dousing can reduce heart rate and improve thermal comfort. For practical race day preparation, bottles can be partially frozen overnight, leaving room for expansion, and wrapped in dry towels secured with rubber bands to slow melting. The key takeaway is that hydration in hot weather is not one size fits all. Athletes should determine their sweat rate and sodium losses, preload fluids before exercise, drink regularly during activity, replace fluids and electrolytes after exercise, monitor urine color, and use cooling methods when appropriate. By testing these strategies in training and refining them over time, athletes can turn Houston's intense heat from a threat into a manageable variable.